for encouraging us through them. And to Nina and Nathan for leading us in worship. And we're going to change tack now. We're going to move to hear from Dan and Paula about why and what is pastoral care. And we're going to spend alternate meetings just having a short reminder talk on some aspect of pastoral care. And we are then going to fill the gaps with testimonies from all of you about how you have experienced certain aspects of our life and mission in these last 12 months of pandemic. So lots to look forward to in the term ahead. So, but first, over to Dan and Paula.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me just do a check on everything. Can you see my screen that I shared? Right, and you're seeing the full slide. You're not seeing some sort of presentation mode. Great. And you can hear us okay. So as opposed to previous weeks, we're actually going to do this live. So this is coming live from 77 Shalimar Gardens in the back room there. This is not recorded. So a little change for this time around. Okay. As Jonathan introduced just now, we're going to be taking some alternate meetings to look at this important area of our life, that is pastoral care. But before Paula goes in and gives, or before Paula and I go in and give this short presentation, I wanted to spend 2 minutes really answering the question of why even cover this topic. As a community, the vast majority of things that we do and we believe and we share with many other Christians and many other Christian movements, and we know that, and that's the vast majority of the things that we do. But our understanding of pastoral care, it's not unique to us, but it's something that's a little less common in most Christian circles. Although pastoral care is something that we go to in more detail when we go through the formations process, it's still something that we think is very important for us, an important topic for us to come back to every now and again and make sure we have a common understanding, a sort of a common approach, a common appreciation of what pastoral care is. And probably, and maybe sometimes a little bit more importantly, what it isn't. Okay. And in fact, this is something that came up in the visitation a couple of years ago that we had, and they highlighted that this is something that we should focus on. So that's what we're doing. So this is what we're going to do. Alternate meetings, as Jonathan just alluded to, over the next couple of months until the summer. But given our current format that we have in these meetings, you know, we've shrunk it all down and everything that's short. This will be a very shortened presentation in terms of length. So please appreciate that we're only going to sort of touch lightly on some areas. This is not going to be an exhaustive talk, and please don't expect that. But it's more of a refresher. And in fact, we hope to come back to these maybe in the autumn and come back to them with a couple of more detailed presentations, God willing, if we're back to sort of meeting as normal. Okay, but before, as I start, let me first go in and start with a definition. What is pastoral care? What do we understand as pastoral care? Now, I think if I was to ask us all that question, many of us would say, well, it's predominantly the relationship I have with my pastoral leader. And then, you know, it's, you know, maybe the care I get also within my sharing group. And there's some truth to that, absolutely. However, I would say that's kind of a narrow answer. And I'm hoping that's one of the things that comes out of this talk. My answer is probably bigger than that. And in some ways, though that is the correct answer, as I said, it's narrow. I think thinking about the care that we get in a broader sense actually is quite helpful. So pastoral care, or sometimes called community care, in its fullest definition, I think is really our whole way of life. It's all the distinct things that are in our life that help us follow the Lord and draw closer to Him. Things that help us love God and love one another better. It's all aspects of our life that there or should be there to orient us and help us live the Christian life well. So there's pastoral care elements in all of these things, in the sense that what we have is a set of structures, events, people, an activity that both lead or pastor, and when I say pastor, that's just the Latin translation of the word shepherd, which is the word that's used in the New Testament. So we lead or pastor us towards God, and they care for our lives in all the circumstances that we find ourselves in.
Okay, what I want to do now is to look a little bit with more details at some of these areas that are part of pastoral care. So first of all, I would like to talk about our small groups, our sharing groups. And this is the place where we share our life more fully. This is the place where we talk about our hopes, where we talk about our challenges, where we talk about our relationship with the Lord, what the Lord is telling us at a particular time in our life. And this is the place where we open up our life, where we make ourselves vulnerable. And this is the place where we share God's love for one another, with one another. And this is done in many different ways. So our brothers and our sisters are there to encourage us, are also there to call us on, and are also there to help us with practical things. And I am sure that we have all experienced this in our life. We have all experienced going through a tough time and receiving a message or a scripture passage from one of our brothers and sisters to encourage us. Or we may receive a meal at our door when we are not well, or we may receive some money if we are struggling financially. And this is what being brothers and sisters is to stand together with one another, is loving, protecting, and providing for one another. And this is firstly done in our sharing groups, the building blocks of our community life. But it's not just done in sharing group. We are all called to love one another. We are all called to lend a hand, and we are all encouraged to be proactive about it, to ask the Lord for opportunities, to ask the Lord to inspire us in how to help our brothers and sisters. We are called to be generous. At the same time, we are also called to be realistic. We cannot meet everybody's needs at all times, but every little thing that we do makes a huge difference. Another way that we receive care is, as Dan was saying at the beginning, through our pastoral leader or pastoral helper. And this is generally a person who is older in the life of the community, someone that comes alongside us and helps us to live our commitment well. And it's a person that is for us. It's a person that prays regularly for us. It's a person that prays with us when we need prayer. And it's a person that shares God's love with us, and that points us to the Lord. It's a person that is there for us when we need to make a decision, asking us questions, that provides a different perspective in things. It's a person that is there to listen to us, to encourage us at times, to call us on to grow deeper in the Lord. And it's also someone that is there to help us practically when we need practical things, or if they cannot help us practically, that finds ways of finding other people that can do that. However, this person is not an expert, and I think it's good to remember that. This person is not a counselor, it's not a therapist, it's not a life coach, it's not a spiritual director. It's not someone, unfortunately, that can sort all our issues out and make our life better. Only the Lord can do that. And it's not someone that is there to make our decisions. We should make our own decision. But it's someone that is going to stand with us in good times and in difficult times. And that even when they cannot help, continue to be with us and continue to point us to the Lord, continue to pray with us, and helps us to keep our hope and not give up. Okay, what are other areas where we experience care? So we have our meetings and our events, our anniversary weekends, our barbecues, our Lord's days. All of these are part of our care because they are there to support us in our Christian life. You know, our worship, our teaching help us to grow in the Lord. And again, when we meet together, we are given opportunities to love one another the way that God's loves us and to share God's love. And then there is our mission And you may ask, why on earth is mission part of our pastoral care? And that is because it brings us life. You know, when we go out and we talk about the Lord and we share God's word with people, and when we are out and we share God's love directly with people, this is something that helps us to grow in the Lord. Okay, so in summary, we can say that there are elements of pastoral care in all our way of life. And if we look at it this way, we see that we need to support others as well as being supported. And this means keeping our ears and our eyes open, not being exclusive, and being intergenerational in our thinking. And I think what's really important is to see pastoral care, not just something that we receive, that it's for us, but also something that we all give in different ways. And so we need to think and keep in our mind, you know, how can we care? How can we support our brothers and sisters?
Okay, so we've got a definition of what we understand as pastoral care. And now we understand better the elements of pastoral care in our life. Now let me ask a really important question. Why do it? For me, the answer to this question is really tightly coupled. It's almost inseparable to the question of why community. Scripture is very clear and unambiguous. God's command to us is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And Jesus goes on in Matthew 22 to say, and love your neighbor as yourself. And this command is not to be left alone. In fact, it's impossible to love your neighbor if you're by yourself. So implicit in what Jesus is saying is that you should be in relationship with one another. But more than that, the New Testament speaks of us being a body, a building, a family, a community. All these words are used in the New Testament to describe how we're supposed to live out our faith, how we're supposed to live out the great commandment. And these analogies, these descriptions, these images that are given to us in the New Testament are not loosely coupled relationships, but rather they're committed relationships, they're close relationships, they're the kind of relationships that we are trying to live out in community. And in these days, when the pressures and the challenges of following the Lord are many, it's so easy to compromise. It's so easy to take shortcuts, to water down our zeal and water down our love for the Lord. We know the truth that having the example and support of like-minded people around us really helps. In addition to that, we've experienced God's call. We've all experienced, I think, God's call and God's providential action in our life by placing us in Christian community and relationship with one another. Now, for each of us, our exact experience of how this has worked out in our life varies. You know, for some of us, it may be an explicit choice, a call and vision. For others of us, it may well be somewhat by circumstance that we find ourselves or we've ended up here. But whatever the situation, whichever sort of, you know, I might say side of that extreme you are, what is clear is that God has brought me, you and us here, not by chance. So in our life together, we are all here to support, encourage, correct, and in all ways love one another. We're here to pray, serve and do mission together. We're here to celebrate, rejoice, grieve and mourn together. We're here to share our daily lives, all the ups and all the downs. And pastoral care is an integral part of this. And yes, it is true, right? Our great shepherd, our great pastor is Jesus himself. However, in his wisdom, he has placed us in relationships and in a community where our lives can be directed towards him and where we can both give and receive care for our lives.
Okay, so pastoral care is there to support us in following the Lord. However, how this work varies according to the times and according to circumstances. So for instance, when we are new Christians, and when we are new to our life in the community, we are often newer Christians as well, not necessarily, but in general. So we need help. We need help in understanding scripture. We need help in understanding what it means to be a disciple. We need some guidance. And I remember finding very helpful talking to my pastoral leader and other people that were further along in their walk with the Lord and asking them questions. And I remember finding very helpful them giving loads of books to read. You know, nowadays, I suppose people would give podcasts for people to listen to. I also found it really helpful observing people, seeing how they prayed, seeing how they lived, you know, how they lived their life. I find very inspiring listening to sharings, you know, people sharing their stories, their conversion, sharing their faith. And I think it's very important for all of us, you know, to be open with what the Lord is doing with us or has done with us in the past. In addition to understanding what it means to be a disciple, this is generally a time when we make big decisions in our life. And I remember during that time, I had to make big choices. I had to decide where I was going to live. I had to decide which kind of job I was going to take. And I found it very helpful talking to my pastoral leader and talking to my sharing group, these two in particular, other people as well. But, you know, having people that help me to make godly choices, they helped me to look at my motivations, you know, that and that kept on sending me to the Lord, you know, to pray and to ask for guidance. Okay, another stage is when we go through formation. You know, maybe we have been a little bit around community and we are starting to look into it and we are asking, you know, is God calling us to this community or not? And we are trying to understand during this time what community is, you know, what does it mean to be part of a community in the sword of the Spirit. And this is the time when actually people that have already made that choice make a huge difference for us. And again, I remember going through formation and I had so many questions about our way of life, our way of doing things. And what I wanted to know was not just what to do, you know, what our way of life is, but why we do things in a certain way. And I found it really helpful to talk to many people of different age groups that had made this choice, different background, to try and understand why they felt called to community and how did they know that community was for them. As I was trying to understand, you know, is it for me? So listening to people's stories really helped me. And I think this is important for all of us to hear because formation is not just done by people that are in the formations team, even though they're doing a wonderful job. We are all part of that. And I think it's important for all of us to know why we are here, what we believe, and also being open to share this with people when we are asked. Okay, after public commitment, you know, at this point, you know, if we have made a public commitment, the Lord would have shown us that he has called us to be part of the sword of the Spirit longer term. Presumably, we have been in the community for a while, maybe 7 or 8 years by this point, and so we would have walked with the Lord at least for that amount of time, if not longer. So there is, a certain amount of maturity is expected. But this doesn't mean that we have arrived. You know, in our life as Christians, we are never arrived until we are in heaven. And there is always scope for growth. You know, we can always grow in the Lord. We can always go deeper in the Lord. We can always love our brothers and sisters more the way that God calls us to. And this is why, even when we have made a public commitment, we still need pastoral care. We still need to go deeper with the Lord and we still need to grow in his character. But things maybe look a little bit different at this point. So maybe, you know, we meet less often with our pastoral leaders, maybe a couple of times a year. But our care comes mainly from our peers, in particular, people in our sharing group. But we want to continue to encourage one another to make good choices for the Lord and to live lives that are radical and not too cold. And I think at this stage in life, when we have made the biggest decisions in some ways, and maybe we are financially more stable, there is a real risk that we start coasting and, you know, and take life, you know, in an easier way and live less radically. But I think the Lord, you know, calls us to continue to live radically and for him. And it's important that our brothers and sisters around us challenge us on this, even though it's uncomfortable at times, because we do want to continue to be salt of the earth. That's what the Lord wants from us. And then there are times, there are special seasons in our life when we are going through special circumstances. And it's time when we need more love. Maybe we need more input, or maybe we need more practical help. You know, maybe we need to make big decisions. Maybe we are moving house. Maybe we're having a baby. Or maybe we're having difficulty. We have just lost our job and we are having financial difficulties and we don't know how to get to the end of the month. Or maybe we have just found out that we are quite ill, or someone that we love is very ill. Or maybe we are going through bereavement. And these are times that we all go through at one point or another. None of us is exempt, you know, but these are times that the Lord uses to show his love for us through our brothers and sisters. These are times when we need more love. We need people to listen to us and we need people to be with us or to help us practically. And at this time, our pastoral leader and our sharing group takes more of a role in our life. But our support is not supposed to just come from them. You know, we are all supposed to gather around one another and support and love in a way that it's sensitive to the needs of the person. And I remember, you know, when my dad died, I went through a very difficult time, but I had so many people around me. I had a lot of support from my pastoral leader and my sharing group, but so many other brothers and sisters wrote to me, sent me messages or scripture passages, or they just came to me and walked with me and spent time with me or shared their stories. You know, different people did different things that were really helpful. Now, I think it's also worth remembering that at times we may go through things that where the community cannot help us. Our needs cannot be met in the community and we need professional help. So maybe we are going through depression or other mental illness, or maybe we have got issues in our marriage, or maybe we have experienced abuse, or maybe we are going through bereavement. So there may be time where maybe we need professional people to help us, maybe a counselor or a therapist or a spiritual director, or we may need more help from our pastor or our priest. And these two are God's provision for us, and we should not be afraid of reaching out to them.
Okay, so to conclude, as Christians and those living in Covenant Christian Community, a core part of what we want to do is love and support one another in all circumstances of our life. Pastoral care or community care in its fullest understanding is the main way we do it. Our relationship with our pastoral leader, our sharing groups, our meetings together, our mission, all of these acting together to support, challenge, and direct orient our life towards God. And at different times and different seasons of our life, our needs change and vary, and different aspects of our life together increase and decrease with importance, and that's okay. There are times when our meetings might seem dull or boring, our sharing groups non-productive, our relationship with our pastoral leader unhelpful or distant. And yes, this will happen this side of heaven, but also the opposite will happen. The importance of these elements will increase. There'll be times when the meetings will be wonderful. The talks will be absolutely on point, exactly what we need to hear. Our sharing groups will be a tremendous support, and our pastoral leader will be the ear and the word of wisdom that we need at that moment. Life has its ups and downs, but the objective here is to draw us closer to God. And pastoral care and our way of life, with all of its great things and all of its failings, you know, with all of its pluses and with all of its minuses, orient us towards this. Let me finish with this wonderful quote from Thomas A. Kempis, and I thank Bruce because we've borrowed this from Bruce, and close with this quote. If everything were perfect, what would we have to endure from others for God's sake? But now God has so arranged things that we may learn to bear each other's burdens. For no one is without faults. No one is without burdens. No one is wholly self-sufficient. No one has enough wisdom all by himself. That being the case, we must support and comfort each other. Together we must help, teach, and advise one another. For the strength that each person has will best be seen in times of trouble. Such times do not make us weak. They show what we are. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dan and Paola. And claps are rippling all over Acton and Hillingdon as we speak, and Cambridge and a few other places as well. Thank you. I think it isn't very important. It's helpful to for us to just have a just understand how broad pastoral care in community really is, and just as importantly, what it is not. So we really want to encourage sharing groups to follow up each of these talks with a discussion. And to assist this, Mike will send out an email with the Thomas Aquinas Kempis quote that Dan mentioned and some further questions for discussion. So may I encourage all sharing group leaders just to take a quick look around the screen, check which members of your group may not be here this afternoon. Encourage them then to catch up on the talk afterwards prior to you then discussing this in your next sharing group. That would be really good. Thank you.